Good evening, Abba Isai. We'll be learning tonight Simrei Samechei. We'll be learning Siv Dalet. And then hopefully we'll start Simrei Samechvav as well. I want to discuss tonight, I want to go back to Reb Gittin's Shail about the, which I'm still a Baal Choyv, about a leak. If there's a leak, Cholila, then as to whether you're allowed to put a bucket underneath it. I want to discuss the Emet Shem. And after Siv Dalet, I want to discuss also the interesting shayla which is connected to that, which is the famous and very complex and very large question of Shabbos clocks, which we all use. Now, I want to not discuss the actual application of a Shabbos clock, which we have discussed previously, which is Mutter, because it's something which is put on Erev Shabbos. And that we've learned, whatever you don't have Shabbos. But I want to discuss the shaila of changing it on Shabbos. Because that is connected to the Shulchan Aruch over here in Siv Dalet. Hopefully then we'll be able to proceed into Simen Reish Samech Vav, which is a new topic altogether. Okay, I want to maybe start, because lest I forget, about the beginning shaila about the leak. We discussed yesterday the shaila, the issa really, of putting a plate underneath underneath oil, if it's dripping oil. We learned you're not allowed to put a bowl underneath it because of what? Mevatel kli mechonoi. Because you're making the kli to something which was perfectly usable beforehand. You can't use it anymore because it becomes nevo muktzeh. It's holding oil which you can't use on Shabbos. Now, there has been, yeah.
I've got a whole bunch of questions on this. I don't know if you've got time for them. I wasn't there yesterday, but there are so many different things you could do. One, you could 3/4 fill the bowl with oil before Shabbos. So
absolutely.
It's never going to be roiv mixed oil, and that's going to be in the stomach. That would be not a problem.
Indeed. You could use a You're plate, quite right. That's some Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Aruch. It's exactly your case. 100%.
You could use a plate which has got something important on it, which is going to stop it from being a basis that.
Absolutely correct.
And thirdly, I understood when I originally learned this, isn't this like also to put the plate there even before Shabbos begins?
So before Shabbos you're allowed to?
But I thought that it wasn't. I thought that the Issa extended to even Erev Shabbos.
No, that we didn't see over here.
Okay.
That was with the thing dripping.
Yeah. Okay, but your cases are actually quoted in Simon Shin Lamed Hey, which we're not going to address now, but these ways out are actually discussed over there. So, Rabbi Yisai, if there's a leak Cholila on Shabbos, is that comparable or not? Imagine there's a leak, I'm going to put a bucket underneath it, to save, so is that the same or not? You say, why is it not the same? Yeah, but the water, you know, the question is as to whether the water is Muktzah or not. It's similar to the wax.
Chuck it out.
Yeah, but the problem is, so that's what the post can actually struggle, and they actually want to ask for the water. If it's drinkable water, then you're right, it's something which has got a great use on Shabbos. The water that comes from a leak, you're unlikely to drink. And it's not like the wax that you're talking about. It's not like the wax, because wax has got no, it's something which you easily just throw away. It's not like the wax. They want to say the wax is something, the wax is something, the Shulchan Aruch was that miyad, you're going to, linaro miyad. It's something which you can easily throw away. This is the water, something you can easily throw away. I don't know why exactly, maybe because of its weight, maybe because of its, because I don't know what it is, but it's not so easily removable than the wax. And they struggle. So the answer is, in principle, yes, it's comparable. And if there's a leak on Shabbos, in principle, there is an issa of mevatel kli mechone, because you're making the kli into something which is not usable on Shabbos. However, the good news is there's many aterium, there's many ways out. Some of them you just mentioned. Right, good. Before even that, if you place it there before Shabbos, it's fine, obviously. If there is water in there beforehand, it's also fine, because of a kima bottle, and it's fine as well. So these are actually cases which are addressed in Simen Shin Lamed Hei. But all I want to say is that in principle it's comparable to that halacha. Now there's also another point which has to be mentioned, and that's really something which you're going to be seeing shortly, is that the poskim agree that if there's a very, very significant hefset involved, the chachomim were not goyza. And Isak Mivatli Kli Mechonoi is only something which is no financial, great financial loss. But if there's a great financial loss involved, that's not much what you're mentioning, Mr. Berlin. So if there's a great financial loss involved, then Chachomim will matter. Often that will be the case by a leak, I think. No, Reb Gideon? If there's a, what could be the case? It could ruin the carpet. So I think that if it's a little bit moist or something, it's not going to ruin it. But if it's more than that, yes, at times. So it's kedai to know that the poskim, the achronim say that if there's a, the issa of matlachim echonoi is muta, is not been established if there's a hefset merubah involved. Yeah. No, that's not, yeah, that would be better. But I don't know if that's going to do the trick though. If it's really leaking, then I don't think you want to do it. Yeah. Yeah, so you're right. You're all right, it's a good point. Yeah, you're right. No, it would be okay. Yeah, it's interesting, Shaila. Yeah.
So there's a dying who wanted a timer that using a dishcloth to mop up a spill was in Morocco cleaning the Kanai because once it was soaking wet, you can't use it for anything. And I always wondered about that because it sounded to me like, well, hang on a second, isn't that duffy? It's
quite, yeah.
That's what it's for. Like, what else is it for? So, is it because there's an issa attached to it? So, for example, where you've got an incredibly wet cloth and you're worried about schita, for example, is that what the problem is? It's not about its use, it's shimush, it's about whether or not you are now going to be doing...
Okay, so this is a fascinating question. I don't know the answer. I did see something today about this in Echos Shabbos, but I didn't look at it properly, so I don't know the answer to your question. But I do appreciate the beauty of your shaila, but I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I'm pretty sure the Ech Shabbos speaks about that very point. Okay, let us continue, Rabbeisai. Siv Dalet tells us the following halacha. Nois din kli tachas aner lekabel nitzoitzois. Okay, we're talking about putting a kli under a candle, lekabel to accept nitzoitzois, sparkle. So it's like sparkles of a little bit of tiny particles of flames which are dropping down. And you're worried, and you want to accept it. You're putting a kli underneath it for these little things to get, not to fall down on the floor. You're allowed to do that. Why? Why allowed to do that? Why not vatel kli mechonoi? Pardon? Because there's nothing to them. Absolutely. Says Naftali Yisrael HaKohen and Shulchan Aruch. Says Naftali Yisrael HaKohen and Rabbi Yosef Karo. Mipnei she'ein bo mamash. Because there's nothing substantial about it. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. Ve'en kam bitl kli mechona. You're not mevatel kli mechona because it's non-existing. I want to just point out that Mishnah Berurah's words, which are a little bit different. Mishnah Berurah says, she'en bo noisnin. Let me just see if they've got new base. Afilu b'Shabbos. Obviously, it's talking about on Shabbos because Erev Shabbos goes without saying. So even on Shabbos, you have to put a kli underneath his candle with the sparkles. The kabbalah says it's shalaves hanotevus in aner. These are little flames which are dropping down from the candle. Kedei, in order shalay yud like mashtachtu that cholilah underneath it shouldn't start burning. So they've got new dalet. Mamesh beni tzoitzis shemiyad hen kovin. The words of the Mishnah Berurah is, which I want to be redacted a little bit. Shemiyad in kovin means that immediately they get extinguished. That's the meaning of it. That it's not shein by mamish means that they get immediately extinguished. So there is something to it, but it's just that it's very, very time limited and they get extinguished within a second. That's what it means, shein by mamish. Now the Mishnah Berurah does say as well, yeah? What's that? Yeah, good. Yeah, I hear that. Very nice. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mutter letalten es akliach, af achas enoflu lesoichot. You know what? Even after you've dropped into it, you can move it. It's never become mukta. It's never become, you never done a bitl kli mechonoi. This kli is a kli you can carry around even after those potters have fallen down. Why? Because it's never, the kli is not holding anything. It's not even for limited amount of time. Okay, now continues the Shulchan Aruch. What about putting water under a candle? Can you do that? So Shulchan Aruch tells us that you can't do that. You can put a plate underneath it for the sparkles to get into the plate, that's fine, shame by mamash. But to put a bowl of water underneath it, that's a problem. Why? Why? Good question. Why? So Shulchan Aruch says, "Mipnei shemekarev zman kibbo enitzoyt." Rabbi said, "This is no; it cannot be overemphasized because it's going to be very relevant to our time, Shabbos Eigers, to our time clock." Because Shulchan Aruch says, "You're not allowed to put a bowl of water underneath it, mipnei, because shemekarev zman kibbo, you are mekarev, you are bringing it closer the zman, the time zman kibbo enitzoyt, the time you get extinguished." You're not allowed to put a bowl of water on the burning flame because those sparkles are coming down. You're going to extinguish them quicker because it's falling in the water. So you're not allowed to put the bowl of water underneath it. Because mekarev, zman, kibui. More to follow. Hold on a sec. Nevertheless, more to lit in mind by Ashoshis. Shemadlikim by Erev Shabbos. Under a lantern, you're allowed to put water, which is lit on Erev Shabbos. Now this is talking about a case that you've got a lantern and underneath it you've got water, but the water is not purely there to accept the sparkles. No. It's actually there to hold up the oil. I always find that so fascinating in Hanukkah. When you put a bit of oil, you have the oil and you've got the water underneath, and the oil will always float over the water because less dense. Okay, I didn't want to get it wrong. I was a bit nervous there. Because it's less dense. Okay, so that's why the oil, we all know, because it's less dense, that's why the oil is floating on top of the water, even if whatever order you put in makes no difference, as we all know. So if you put the water in there, not for extinguishing, that's not your idea at all. The intention was rather just to make the water... to make the oil float higher, yeah, you've got the lantern, and you want the oil to be higher up. Whatever the reason is, you want to lift up the oil. So that's why you're putting the water there. So now that it's actually also, it's actually a dual function, it's actually also extinguishing the sparks that are coming down, that doesn't matter. It's true, gam kibbo is normally a problem, but over here, that's not your main intention. Your main intention over here is to actually, you have the water there. Why did you put the water there? You put the water there to lift the oil, so then it's not a problem. That would be okay then, although the sparks are coming down, are going extinguished by the water. That's fine. And I'm just going over the words again. Mikol mokim, nevertheless. Motelit in mind by Ashosh, you have to put the water in the lantern. Shematlikim bo b'erev Shabbos, which is lit on Erev Shabbos. Kevan sin she'en mischav in the kibbutz, your intention is not to extinguish, ela only like bi'a shemen, to lift up the oil. Says the Ramah, v'yeshoim, some say, afil mischav in the kibbutz, even if your intention is, says the Ramah, to make the sparkles extinguished, it's still permitted. Because the water is not really there. Where's the water? The water is going to be under the oil. So it's quite indirect. It's like, the sparkles has to come down and all the way till the oil, and then from the oil has to go into the water. He said, it's too far-fetched. Don't worry about it. Even if the water is there to actually extinguish the sparkle, it's too indirect. So he said, it's fine. It's too indirect. He calls it a gram kibbui, and he means a far-fetched kibbui, and therefore it's muta.
The oil would also extinguish these sparks.
Pardon?
The oil would also extinguish
them. Yeah, so it looks like there are elements, the way I picture it, I don't exactly know the metzias, but the way I picture it, that there is parts there, which is not, there's not fully covered with the oil.
I'm saying, whatever it lands on, oil or water or the plate.
Right. And therefore you're saying that...
You're not going to... If we're understanding this particular Ramah as saying the reason why it's a gram kibbutz you don't have to worry about is because the water isn't present, it doesn't make a difference because...
It's either way, yeah.
It's still going
to... Yeah, so I suppose the meaning is because either way, something is going to extinguish it. Be it the oil, be it the water, something is going to extinguish it. It doesn't really... It's not really toilet in Yeah, it's that kind of thing. I think it means that, he says over here, from the Biyarach Zosim of Wood, it's like an extended, he said it basically what's what he means, that it's like far-fetched. It's not something, it's not necessarily the water going to extinguish it. It's whatever fits hit first, going to extinguish it. And it's going to be gram. It's not direct in terms of...
It seems to me that thing that I can see which is any different from having a plate of water is that one is covered and one is not. Is any endless covered?
Yeah.
Because with the water, you're clearly only putting it there to extinguish the nitrates, and with the oil.
Yeah, good, you dual function.
You still might. You're still going to extinguish the oil, LMI, you don't care because you're only there for the oil and not for the nitrates.
Okay, I can't answer exactly. It has to do with the Matthias, though. It must be that it's not directly going on to the
Matthias is not
yeah, no difference, yeah.
If it's a plate, it will go out slightly slower than if it's water.
How so?
Because water will just go out immediately. If it's a plate, it might stay alive for a second longer. If you put a match and throw it into water, it'll go out straight away. It's not a match to throw on the
tail. If you throw a match in front of the diesel, it can also go out straight away.
Okay, I don't exactly know, but let's see what the main concept behind it over here, which I wanted really to address, was the element of the gam kibui over here. We are learning over here a rule, and that's what I would like to apply over here. We're learning there's a rule that you're not allowed to put a bucket of water underneath these nitzotzes. Why not? The bucket of water you're not allowed to put underneath it. Why not? Not, never mind showing. Even if you're not showing anybody, everybody's got closed eyes. What are you actually doing? You're extinguishing. You're making a gram kibui. What you are doing is that you are causing these nitzotzos to get extinguished by your water that you have placed over here. Right. Now, Boisai, we're letting over here a rule that this is the rule of gram kibui. There is more about it in other Shulchan Aruchs elsewhere. But I want to just point out that gram kibui is not necessarily mutter. This of here is a case that you are causing something to get extinguished, which is also. Gram kibui is not always mutter. And that's why we need to really be careful, we need to address, and we need to think about Shabbos clocks. The use of a Shabbos clock that we have learned previously is mutter. Why is it mutter as a principle? Why? Except before Shabbos, right. So that is something which has generally been accepted. Yes, we spoke about Moshe, we spoke about Zilul Shabbos, but as a principle, we have come to terms with it. Now, the question is, can I extend its positions? Can I extend it? So you, by mistake, wanted it to go off at 11 o'clock, you want it on Shabbos. I wanted it to go off at 11. I actually wanted to go off at 1. I wanted it to go on at 1. I actually decided to make it go on. Can I change its positions in any direction? Or actually, it's going off at 10. I don't need to go off that late. I'm happy for it to go off at 9. Can you do this, yes or no? You cannot.
Here in the little test well, it says a filu miboy joint. So this is where I was learning miboy joint. It's saying it's also to put the plate of water under these nitzotzes even before Shabbos. And so, firstly, we need to understand that. It's clearly a gezeira, because there's no malacha involved.
Yeah.
But we don't learn from that to time clocks.
Good. So you're quite right. We should see Sefkotan Tezvov to clarify that question. You're 100% right. Let us see Mishnah Berurah Sefkotan Tezvov. Afilu Miboy Joyim. You're not allowed to do this. Miboy Joyim. You're not allowed to place this bucket of water even before Shabbos. Ve'afal Gav. And although the B'Shah Melachas came along the Shori La'aschil Oysa Miboy Joyim. Although we generally learned you're allowed to do Melachas before Shabbos, which are going to happen on Shabbos. We've learned that. The melacha nigmeres b'Shabbos. The melacha ends up happening on Shabbos. Countless examples on that we learned. That's all fine. K'mo shekasav reish simin reish nun beis, as we learned in simin reish nun beis. V'lo gazrin on shemayas chlasik em b'Shabbos. We're not worried about it actually happening on Shabbos. We're not concerned about that. Shiny awesome. It's there. There it's different. Da kol yoyd yemevani knows shu melacha Everybody knows it's a melacha. For you to ask, it's a Shabbos, and nobody does this on Shabbos. A melacha, but here. Yesh lachush, if we allow this to place somebody, if we allow somebody to place a bucket of water underneath it on Shabbos, where we're concerned, Shema perhaps, Yachshev, if a person will think, Shem bazeh shum issa, nobody's going to worry about it. Oh, this is, nobody's going to think this is the also thing to do, and people are going to start doing it on Shabbos itself. V'yas, it came be Shabbos, going to do it on Shabbos. So if it's about turning on an engine before Shabbos, nobody's going to start turning on the engine on Shabbos. Why not? Because everybody knows. Give me another example, something you're allowed to do on Erev Shabbos. We spoke about dyeing things. You know coloring? That's the Mishnah's case. You're allowed to put something in dye, in color, before Shabbos. Because nobody's going to put this on Shabbos. Nobody's going to start dyeing something on Shabbos. Trapping. You're allowed to put a trap before Shabbos. Nobody's going to start thinking you're allowed to trap on Shabbos. But here it's very different. If we're going to allow somebody to put a bowl of water before Shabbos underneath tzitzis, why is the average person going to think, to put a bowl on Shabbos, what's the problem to put a bucket of water on the candles? If I'm allowed to do an Erev Shabbos, Yankel is going to think, what do you mean? What's bucket of water? What is, there's nothing more harmless than a bucket of water. Can you think of something more harmless? There's nothing wrong with to put it water, a bowl of water underneath the thing. Why can't I do it on Shabbos? So therefore, Chama said, you know what? Not only now, you're not allowed to do it, not on Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos. Because if you allow it on Erev Shabbos, you're going to end up doing it on Shabbos as well. Chama, I'm particularly concerned about this. I can really hear it. I can really hear it. It's psychologically so true. Because there's nothing more harmless than that. So therefore, Chama said, you know what? No, you can't do it. Not even on Erev Shabbos. Because if you allow it on Erev Shabbos, you're going to end up doing it on Shabbos as well. Because there's no... It's not. You can't smell the melacha here. You can't see it. It's very subtle. So that's what it says. V'chei yishlochu shem ha'yagbi'a akli ma'ayim neged ha'nitzoy tzvicha be'oison. Chomu, we're concerned. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tezayin, by the way, tells us that if there's a chashash g'dleika, then it's muta. If at any times, obviously, if there's any chashash and concern that the house might end up in fire, chas v'shalom, obviously you're allowed to put a bucket of water underneath. If you can do it with a child, it's better, cotton. But otherwise, of course, if you're concerned about, if you feel that this might be ending up dangerous, you don't delay things, and you do it. Because that would be a chashash mokamatchak. Now, right. So, Rabbi Isai, I want to go back to this Shabbos clock changing, based on what we're learning now. Muta also.
Not really a drama, though, is it? You can't even compare it, because here you're just putting something underneath it. But when you're actually switching a time switch, you can't really do something more. You'd be a dive than flicking bits of switches on something.
Very interesting.
With a couple of karka connected to your plug socket, there's no heckish there at all.
Okay, so you're saying that it's not comparable. So somebody wants to make it go off. Let's say it's meant to go off at 11. You want it to go off at 10. So what you do, you put in the, what are they called? The pins? Yeah. Pins, you put the pins back. So by doing that, are you actually doing a mass of extinguishing? Extinguish anything?
Yeah.
You're not extinguishing. It's going to get extinguished an hour early. So you're not extinguishing. How are you extinguishing? By putting the... You're not extinguishing. I understand if you put the plug off, That I hear extinguishing, but that's cool. You say it's extinguishing? You're over on kibbutz, yeah? Oh, so extinguishing early is called extinguishing? Oh, so would you compare that? That means you're saying it's gram kibbutz. You're saying it's gram kibbutz, you're saying that it's causing, but it's still also. I hear that, and I agree. But I'm saying, Rabbi said, we need to just get clear. Is that called extinguishing, or is it called causing extinguishing to happen?
The electricity that's
going to
be extinguished doesn't exist yet, because
it's
been generated in real time by the national grid. You've got these great big, what's it called, dynamos.
Which don't, the electricity doesn't exist yet.
Yeah. It's going to be, only exists a few seconds before it gets there.
Yeah, very good. Rabbi Isai, the Poskim agree. Rabbi Eliashiv, Zeichar Tzadik V'Kodesh Livrocha, and Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, the Poskim agree that you cannot touch any of those in any direction in anything. You can't. You cannot, because it's a type of gram kibui, which is osu. They call it a gram kibui. Hemoshe might even call it kibui b'yadayim. But I want to just share with you, there's a famous, very frequently misquoted, Reb Shlomo Zalman. And Reb Shlomo Zalman says that at times, gram kibui, we know that gram kibui is not kibui mamash. And whilst kibui itself is osu, but gram kibui at times is muta. And he therefore says that if there's a huge need, if there's a tzorich gadol, you'd be allowed to delay the extinguishing to take place. So the delayed action, so if it's mena go off at 10 and you make it go off at 11, the fact you're making it delayed, if you're delaying something, that he says is mutter. Not with regards to turning on, but turning off. If you want to make it turn off later, to delay it, that it says is a gram kibbutz, which is mutter at times. There's contradicting reports as to whether he paskin like that, if Yomav or not. Certainly at one point, Reb Shlomo Zalman did paskin like that. There's contradicting reports as to whether he actually continued paskining that all the way till the end. It could be that he didn't, and many Talmidim say that he didn't actually, he just said he misswore, he didn't actually paskin like that. Certainly, we understand Reb Moshe and Rav Eliashiv's approach as well. It's not a good idea to start playing around with them, it's not a good idea. I know a true story, I'm going to finish off with that. Somebody wanted to rely on that Reb Shlomo Zalman. This was when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I remember that. Somebody was an Oibachuchem, he wanted to rely on Reb Shlomo Zalman. Just for convenience matter, that I don't know what he was, just to save himself money or I don't know what he was, he wanted to rely on Reb Shlomo Zalman. And he knew that Reb Shlomo Zalman was Matir, and then he played around with it, and he wanted to add these few things to extinguish, to make it go off later. And by doing that, he by mistake switched it on altogether. It was actually in off mode, and he switched it on altogether. And but by Yodai Mamash, there was bonus, I agree, but it was still a negligence, and it's L'chor Kof to Pshia. And that just shows that it's just not a good idea on Shabbos, it's not good practice on Shabbos to start making a terem and play with that. I think we all appreciate Moshe and Rav Eliashiv stand as a principle not to start playing around with those, especially if we're talking about a hefset, a minor hefset. How much money are we talking about? How much, you know, if we're talking about saving yourself a few bit of electricity, how they cannot appreciate.
There's a difference between having cold food and hot food.
Yeah, but that's all, if that's really in principle, that's even worse, because they're not talking about extinguishing, you're talking about let it go on earlier, and that's more of a problem.
I mean, so it goes off later, I'm saying.
Go off later.
It's meant to,
if you want it hot, and it's meant...
You accidentally set it to go off, but say, I don't know.
To switch off.
You thought 2 o'clock and you accidentally put 12, so it will go off at 12, and we just serve the food at the Shabbos lunch, it's going to be cold, basically. So no, I want it really to go off at 2.
What did you make it go? Yeah, so the only way maybe one could consider it to be matter is that if it's currently not, well, it's a problem. If it's currently on, and what is it currently? It's currently on or off?
It's on.
And you want it to go on, to stay on. If you basically put them all on, they should continuously go on.
It should go off later, say 2 hours, it should go off. It's on, but you should make
we got it. So that's Reb Shlomo Zalman, according to some, Reb Shlomo Zalman was matter that. Yeah, but again, many poskim don't like it.
It is
not a shvus mamash. It's not a melacha mamash.
So if the mishas is cut, can you ask a
toy? That would be within Shavuos to Shavuos, yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, so we learned tonight, we didn't manage to go into Sin Rehmi Samechvav, but didn't Meshech Lech Bederech, we'll do that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. But tonight we learned, we started speaking about the leak, and then we started speaking about the accepting with the bowl, the accepting of the sparkles that are going into the water. We said that it's mutter, there's no isof, bitl kli mechonoi, we explained why. However, to put water underneath it, that would be a problem. So if it's a stamp plate, that's mutter, but if it's a bowl of water, that's also because of a different issue of kiruv, zman, kibui, and itzoitzis. And we learned that would be a case of gram kibui, which is also. The Rama does, there's in this machlokes shulchan aruch Rama as to whether if there is water and oil, as to whether it's mutter or not. And that depends on a person's main intention. And we spoke about the Shabbos clocks, and we said that according to Reb Moshe, it's Ma'aseh Mamash, like Reb Shlomo Zalman also, and Rav Eliashiv also, but we did say that Rav Shlomo Zalman has got an interesting approach in that, according to some Talmidim. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.